Nobel Prize winners, inclusive institutions and economic growth. Texas border business. October 14, 2024. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for 2024 has been awarded to Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson, and James A. Robinson for their research on how political and economic institutions shape nations' prosperity. Their groundbreaking work distinguishes between inclusive and extractive institutions and shows how these systems influence long-term economic growth. The role of institutions in prosperity. The laureate's research highlights the importance of inclusive institutions, which protect individual rights and encourage broad societal participation in economic and political processes. These institutions promote innovation, secure investments, and support sustainable economic growth. By contrast, where power is concentrated among a few elites, extractive institutions limit economic participation, stifle innovation, and lead to economic stagnation. The power of inclusive institutions. Acemoglu, Johnson, and Robinson demonstrated that inclusive institutions drive economic prosperity through two key mechanisms. Economic participation. Inclusive institutions protect property rights, creating environments where businesses and individuals feel secure to invest and innovate. Political inclusivity. Democracies and other inclusive political systems offer citizens more influence over policies, resulting in a more equitable distribution of resources and more stable conditions for growth. The negative impact of extractive institutions. In contrast, extractive institutions, often found in authoritarian regimes, concentrate power and resources in the hands of a few elites. These systems lead to inefficiency, mismanagement of resources, and stifled innovation as elites resist reforms to maintain control. This creates a cycle of inequality and underdevelopment. Groundbreaking contributions. The laureates provided empirical evidence showing how the structure of institutions directly affects a country's economic performance. Their theoretical framework explains why some nations remain trapped in extractive systems despite the clear benefits of inclusive institutions. Policy implications. The research suggests that governments and development agencies should prioritize strengthening property rights to protect investments, promoting democratic governance to give citizens a voice in decision-making, creating inclusive economic systems that encourage widespread participation. These recommendations are especially relevant for countries transitioning from autocratic to democratic systems, where inclusive institutions are essential for long-term prosperity. Democracy and economic growth. The research also shows that democracies, on average, offer more stable and sustainable economic growth than authoritarian regimes. While some autocratic nations have experienced rapid development, democracies, due to their inclusive nature, provide a more consistent framework for long-term prosperity. Interdisciplinary significance. The laureate's work extends beyond economics, intersecting with political science, history, and development studies. Their research offers valuable insights into how political structures shape economic outcomes, contributing to a deeper understanding of governance, economic development, and societal well-being. The 2024 Nobel Prize underscores the importance of inclusive institutions in shaping nations' prosperity and will likely inspire future research on how institutional reforms can break cycles of inequality and promote global growth.